Well, hello there and welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I'm Uncle Bye Bye and with me as always...
The Brit.
There she is. Guess what we're celebrating today?
Kind of St. Patrick's.
Well, we're talking about it. Yeah, we're talking about it.
I'm drinking champagne, not
You guys
green.
Didn't even know that was me, did you?
You thought I had an Irishman here.
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
Uncle O Bye Bye.
Uncle Bye Bye.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Top of the morning to you, lads and lassies.
We're going to talk to you about St. Patrick's Day. Here is a spoiler alert. We think it's stupid.
Also, he was Welsh. Carry on.
St. Patrick was Welsh.
Yes. Captured by pirates, apparently.
That's what I heard. Enslaved by... Kidnapped. Maybe not enslaved. That's not right. Kidnapped by pirates.
Either would work.
Taken from England.
Wales.
The lore gets a little muddy in the grey areas there as to exactly what he was and what he was not.
Okay. But I love the way your mouth twists when you put do the
You got
accent.
To do... You got to... Physical. Got to yes, you got to talk out the side of your mouth there because otherwise... It'll come out just like I'm a normal American there, but I'm okay. Not right now.
Okay.
I'm an Irishman.
Enough, thank you.
Enough. Really? You're right. It's too much. It's not enough.
Too much.
It's too much.
It's too good. That's why it's too much.
Now, here's the deal. It's not that great. We're going to go through some things. Here, I'll take one, and then you take one.
Okay.
We will get to the things we do like about St. Patrick's Day, but... The first thing I don't like about St. Patrick's Day, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? The first thing I don't like, it's simple. We're going to start with a big, broad brushstroke. I don't like parades.
I do like a dog parade.
Ugh. I guess, but
the
that's
dogs
just,
are innocent.
That's just,
they're dragged there. They're like, what the hell are we doing walking down these streets with people gawking at us?
Not a big fan of parades.
I'm not.
I've been to a few.
Or carnivals.
Have I had a good time? Maybe once in a while. Do I need to do that to myself again? No.
Do you like a carnival?
Not really.
Yeah, same
it can
thing.
Be okay. I like the games at a carnival.
Oh, God.
But I don't like the rides.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay, your turn. So I said I don't like.
I cannot stand it when people call it St. Paddy's Day. It literally makes my toes curl.
St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, please
don't. Do they not call it that there in the homeland?
In the homeland, they don't really celebrate St. Patrick's
Which
Day.
Which I find hilarious, actually.
Yeah, I had never, ever celebrated it until I arrived on these shores. However,
I believe you.
The Irish did build America's roads and railways.
Well, a bunch of immigrants did. We're all immigrants here. That's the thing.
Not what? I.
So, we'll get back to that. I'm going to hold that thought. But
okay.
No, just to tease it, why do we go all fucking crazy on celebrating Irish? Why not the French? We're all a bunch of everything.
French.
Italian, you know.
The French day would be awesome because I would just get wrecked on champagne.
Yes.
And I would speak
Bastille
my school
day.
Girl French. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Julie.
Oh. Comment allez-vous?
Mm, ça va. But you are a Frenchman.
Mm,
if they cut you in
not
half.
Not really. I'm American.
But they would have
how dare you suggest
you
they cut me in half.
You would have little French flags running through your blood.
Ugh. Anyway, I'm American. That's how I identify.
I have an Irish grandmother.
Kind of a mutt. I have an Irish grandmother. Okay? That doesn't mean we have to get drunk at 8 in the morning and stay drunk until midnight.
I've only
all
drank
weekend.
Green beer once. Wasn't a fan.
Green beer
It's beer with damn
green
food
beer is
coloring.
Also on my list, but you took that one.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Green beer is stupid.
I do not like corned beef and cabbage.
And the Irish don't even damn well eat it. Well, that's the part I find funny. Here's another thing. Fuck off with your big, dumb, green derby hats wigs. Grown-ass adults.
Dressed as leprechauns.
Leprechauns?
Leprechauns. What are you laughing at?
Leprechaun. Not leprechaun.
Okay. Well,
leprechaun.
Okay.
Leprechaun. Leprechaun.
Lepers.
No. Okay, what are those anyway? So what are we celebrating there? A little guy who's dapperly dressed with
and
a with,
very
with a shillelagh. You know what a shillelagh is?
No.
It's a fucking cane or a stick. That's all it is.
Did you notice on the local news this morning, they were at the Irish parade. We're in St. Louis.
I didn't watch the local news
this
morning.
You did watch a glimpse of it, or maybe it was last night. So there's a huge Irish parade in an area of St. Louis called Dogtown. The local news people were there. And they were playing an Irish game, which I had never seen.
I think it's called hurling. It looks like lacrosse.
Like you hit the ball, you catch it, then you hit. It was the
it's like their version of lacrosse slash baseball. I think it's called hurling.
Looked ridiculous.
You know what else was hurling? All the drunkards.
Yeah, they started
they're hurling all over the fucking curbs in people's neighborhoods where they live. I mean, I think you just have to train yourself. If you move to that neighborhood, you have to know that is going to be a shit show of a day.
And somehow you should find a way to make money.
Yes.
Let people
or
sit
find
in
a
yard,
way to
use your restroom.
To go,
that's
dangerous.
Use your garage, use your driveway, something.
So, I can't imagine living in a town, in a neighborhood where parades overtake my streets and my front yard and all that.
Hell.
It would be fucking disaster.
I once lived on the same street that a pub was on. It was like a little further away.
Yeah.
But every Friday, Saturday night, it was a nightmare. And sure. I vowed I would never live en route to a pub again.
Just en route. There's people that live above pubs. And
I could imagine.
Right, exactly.
They would come down and they would jump cars. So they'd jump on
that,
the...
I don't want to hear about
it. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
What is a leprechaun?
I always think of it as like a little gnome.
Yeah, like a woodland...
Yeah, a little country gnome in Ireland. Aren't they supposed to be lucky?
Fairy. Yeah, they're fairy if you can catch one.
Yeah.
You know? They always have like big sideburn chops, but no mustache.
Always around pots of gold.
Pots of gold. That's the good part. Talk about the good part. Pot of gold. Anyone out there... If I could chase me down a pot of gold, that'd be the day then, wouldn't it?
Oh,
all
great.
Me worries would be out the window.
Oh my gosh, you do that too well. Another thing I love about Ireland, you too. Move on.
No, I told you not to say that.
I can't help it. I love you too. I hate them.
I think Bono's the biggest douche.
Why?
But he's just a douche. He's so far up his own ass.
But he's done a lot for Africa.
No, he hasn't. He wants you to believe that he's done
a
lot for Africa.
Bono.
You are gullible. All right. Yeah, I don't understand leprechauns. They're just kind of like these little weird small people. I mean, you know, little people. I know
a couple of people who've done the Jameson whiskey tour at the brewery, and they've said it's really good.
It can't be great. Who cares? This is all just about dumb Americans looking for an excuse
to
behave obnoxiously. Right, celebrate something.
Like, we don't care.
So here's the deal, right? We're not satisfied with just celebrating 4th of July and being like,
no.
We're American, all right? Because everybody's got heritage, they claim. They claim. Because we know we're mutts. Our country's only 250 years old.
Yeah.
So not a long legacy here, mm-hmm. right? And we all come from somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
Except for the Native Americans who we've pushed aside and basically dismissed and neglected.
Yeah.
Whole other episode. My point is all these people that get hammered, shit-faced drunk in honor of their homeland or motherland, some of them aren't even Irish at all. Some of them aren't Irish at all.
But they say,
I've seen Asian people hammered fucking drunk wearing big dumb green hats. You're not Irish, sir.
Did you take a photo? I'd love to have seen that.
No, I don't take photos of people without their consent. Oh. Would I do that? Yes, you know I have, actually. All right. So there's all these people out there. Oh, I'm Irish. Are you really?
No.
Show me your ancestry.com. Yeah, well, we've gone over that already.
I just have to keep pressing the point.
Great. You have an Irish grandmother, and you still don't like the stupid fucking holiday.
No, I don't at all.
Right. I find it stupid. I do like corned beef.
Do not.
I don't need to go out of my way to eat it, but
I
have enjoyed it.
And Irish are into... I honestly,
sure,
I eat potatoes every day.
Yeah, all this fake heritage out there. Green beer is dumb. Green beer is dumb. It's just food coloring. You don't need it. Who cares? Who cares about any of it? I don't know. You want to hear my my St. Patrick's Day joke?
Okay.
You don't, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, of course.
They want to hear.
Of course.
All right. And it gives me an excuse to get back into character here, okay, oh, lad? Here we go. So the story goes like this. Paddy O'Sullivan, he's sitting at a bar, right? Spending the afternoon at a bar. Like he does quite
You're
often.
You're getting so into character.
Oh, so into character. I wish I was wearing a green hat and wearing a, having a little shillelagh in my hand so I could poke it at you and say, don't interrupt me while I'm telling my joke story here, lassie. Okay, so sitting at the bar is Paddy O'Sullivan, and he, and his wife calls up and says, send him home, he's got chores to do, I need my Paddy at home. And Paddy ignores the barkeep and says, I'll go when I damn well please, you know. And then she calls back, and then finally he ignores her for so long that she walks down and comes to the bar and basically drags him out, throws him in the car and says, you got to come home and do your chores there, Paddy. So Paddy's driving down the road. He hits a bump. The door flies open and the missus, she falls out on the street. You know, she's been giving him the this, that and the other the whole time, right? And
yeah.
And then the cop pulls him over. He goes, oh boy, I must be in trouble now. And he knew I was at the bar all afternoon. And then, so the cop pulls over and goes, Paddy, what you doing? Your wife fell out the car there about a mile back and you just kept on a-going. What's wrong with you? He goes, oh, thank God, I thought I had gone deaf.
OMG. You did a very good accent.
You don't like
I
it?
I will say that. No, it was
you
actually...
You don't like it? It's one of my favorite jokes.
It's a little chuckle.
Little chuckle?
Little chuckle.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take a little chuckle. That's it.
That's it?
I don't like parades. I don't like dumb hats.
Can I just say something serious?
I like hats. I just don't like big dumb hats.
No, I don't. I don't like the leprechaun, the green. I love green.
Lepre what?
Oh, God.
Leprechaun?
Yeah. I was going to say one thing serious. A lot of people don't realize.
Are you going to make a statement? Are you going to go all Bono on us?
Yeah, should I not?
You should definitely not, because
okay.
It's going to piss
yeah.
me off.
I know. I'm not going to say anything then.
Oh, thank God I am. Cut you off there.
Yeah, you know me very well.
A narrowly avoided catastrophe there, people. Thank me later. That's all we got for now. I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
I'm the Brit.
Toodle-pip, catch you on the flip.
Laters.